On the show today, we have NetGiver's very own Miriam Ackerman and Minnesota Credit Union Network's Chris Jacobson talking about NetGiver, this really easy-to-use philanthropic charity app that that members and staff can donate to their favorite charities through their credit union. It all starts with the credit union. So really good stuff here from Chris and Miriam, so check it out. Hey, before we get on with today's episode, I want to let you know about Q Mutual Group's upcoming 2020 Discovery Conference coming up actually on August 13th. This free online conference is designed to help boost your strategic planning with timely information, innovative ideas, and key insights. So don't miss this opportunity to attend. Click on the banner below the show notes to register, and I'll see you there. Now on with the show. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Miriam Ackerman from NetGiver. Miriam, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well today. Thank you very much for asking. And then down right below us is Mr. Chris Jacobson from the Minnesota Credit Union Network. Chris, how are you doing today?
Doing really well, Mike. Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. Hope everyone is doing great in their necks of the woods, or it would be neck of the woods or necks of the woods. My whole grammar there is really off. So, but anyway, I hope everyone's doing great wherever you are. So it looks like we're doing A-okay. Hey, we're talking about something really cool here. Miriam, I'm going to let you go first here. NetGiver, and you sent me a video of, well, it was a puppy video and all about how credit unions are kind of donating, or members are donating to this,
NetGiver is a charitable giving app, a platform for modern giving. And really, what it's done is we feel that credit unions are particularly well-placed to solve a modern problem, which is when you used to give $100 to an organization, to a charity, the charity would get $100, right? Mm-hmm. It was cash or check. Now you use your credit cards, you use giving platforms, and 3%, 5%, 7%, and sometimes as high as 20% of donations are lost in that process. So. Right. NetGiver is a credit union exclusive platform that allows giving in its fullest format for members to give full, complete charitable donations. And the puppy video just showed what it meant to one organization to receive 100% donations.
Yeah, that was it was Spire Credit Union, right? Or Spire Federal Credit Union. They had all their employees and staff out there playing with all these puppies. It was a very heartwarming video. It makes you want to go down to the local shelter and adopt like 10 puppies and just enjoy the rest of your life. So, but anyway, but this credit union, they were supporting this animal shelter, right? And they were giving donations. Is that kind of how it worked?
So what has happened is Spire Credit Union came together with a partner to build this charitable giving platform, right? And they've released it to all of their members and allowing their members then to give donations. Now, the puppy video just was a gather a pet and play, an ability to raise awareness of it. But now their members are able to use this for whatever donation they want to any organization.
Yeah, right.
What happened now is that Spire is the founding partner with NetGiver, now we're enabling all credit unions to be able to use this to offer to their membership the same kind of full giving. And however they want to roll it out, whether it is a puppy cuddle or whether it's a partnership with a food shelf, mm-hmm. especially with the needs right now. It's a way for credit unions to partner and work with local organizations in supporting their members.
Gotcha. Yeah, that was, yeah. Thank you for clarifying. That was just one example of what they do, but my gosh, the puppies, we could go on and on about that. And we're going to have Dan Stoltz on probably from Spire as well to talk about it on another show here. But right here, right now, we have Mr. Chris Jacobson. So tell us about the advocacy aspect of this, Chris. How does it exactly work, and how are you guys affiliated with it at the network?
Yeah, sure. Well, as you know, Mike, the 38 state trades across the country, we're the number one job and the number one work we do for credit unions is advocacy. So we measure that by, or we're measured by, how well of a job we're doing by helping credit unions grow market share. And so when we look at opportunities, we do that in a multitude of different ways, obviously from a legislative perspective, from a compliance perspective, from a consulting perspective. And then we do that, we look to do that from a products and services perspective. And so anytime we have an opportunity to partner what we believe is a wonderful credit union industry solution. Mm-hmm. You and I have been on some conversations before about some different businesses and partnerships that we really feel through those partnerships we advocate for credit unions. And we use the partnerships we have across the country to be able to get that word out, and to be able to get those products and services out faster. What's super exciting about this particular opportunity is it's right in the cooperative DNA.
Oh, no doubt.
You know, the timing of with everything that's going on is, you know, there's just a lot of uncertainty. And one of the ways that we look at this is, you know, and through this uncertainty, there's a lot of folks that want to help in ways that they can, right? That's a part of our natural DNA. That's a part of our, I was watching the news this morning and it was, and there was a study about that, right? Kind of the whole along the lines of it's better to give than receive, mm-hmm. but that, you know, that at the nature of us as human beings, there's this, you know, random acts of kindness isn't random. Right.
It's
cultural. It's built into what we do.
Yep.
And that really is a part of the not-for-profit financial cooperative mantra. Mm-hmm. And so there's when I look at that and I look at all the things going on and what people are worried about, we've also got all these data security issues. We've also got, you know, everything around there about data breaches and those mm-hmm. kinds of things. And one thing that I know and that I feel of being in this industry is, you know, financial institutions, particularly credit unions, are really trusted by the members, right?
Right.
I mean, the members are going to come in, they're going to tell you everything about their lives, yeah. their finances, right? I mean, you know, in some cases that might be things that maybe you didn't need to know on the application, but they're willing to share, right? And that's really a tribute to, you know, that rapport that we build with members. And so, and not having that, you know, I get phone calls all the time to give, and I want to support these organizations, but I don't know if I'm talking to somebody who's a fraudster on the other end. And I know that if I'm giving them my credit card, that whatever charity I'm giving to and whatever that nonprofit is, isn't going to get the full benefit of my donation.
Mm-hmm.
So how can I do it? Right. So how can I do it? What are the options out there that aren't technology? And that's old school checks, and cash.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're not operating in an environment right now where that's a very conducive thing to hold large group galas and fundraisers and donate that way. So the timing of this is something that we thought is really extremely important from an advocacy perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It does have that altruistic motive, right? I mean, this inside of our DNA, what we're, you know, credit unions have foundations, they're very philanthropic. We get together around CU4 Day and a lot of the other initiatives to do to aggregate, you know, that work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so on the giving side of things, you know, and I guess the third piece of that I'll say is, you know, there's cooperation amongst cooperatives, right? So this is another way that you see credit unions that are able to differentiate and collaborate around giving. And so it's not, you know, if I just use Minnesota example, because I'm very familiar with the numbers, you know, we've got 100 credit unions that could be on the platform. We represent 1.1 million members and close to 25 billion in assets. And if you look at those credit unions being able to say, you know, out of our, you know, 1.7 million members, we've got 500,000 members giving to, you know, over 250,000 501c3s,
mm-hmm.
and you look at the aggregation of those dollars, that's really a way for us to show that good in the community.
Oh yeah.
The last side of that is scalability. You know,
mm-hmm.
you hear this and in the world we operate in today, it doesn't matter if you're a financial institution that's $1 million in assets or you're $5 billion in assets. There's regulatory requirements, there's safety, soundness, security requirements. What small credit unions need, large credit union needs. And so we really look for scalability and what that opportunity is.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that every credit union in the country can participate in. And so if you've got a small credit union at a very small fee on a monthly basis that says, you know, if I get just 5% of my membership giving to this,
mm-hmm.
and for a, you know, for a very small cost, I've got an extra $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 that ends up going to those charities at the end of the day. That's a big number to aggregate and a big number of difference in the communities. Obviously, you take that from a large perspective, and we aggregate that data across Minnesota, across larger country, you know, across larger credit unions, and ultimately across the country. Mm-hmm. This is a huge, you know, this is really a huge story to tell from an advocacy perspective.
Yeah. Yeah, and an advocacy look, and keeping that perspective, what goals or what do you guys want to achieve in this area? Kind of leveraging NetGiver's kind of good-natured philanthropic model there. What do you guys want to achieve with it?
You know, that's really it. I mean, we, from our perspective, you know, we know that our credit unions are our trusted source for our members. Mm-hmm. And so what one of the big things is we don't want fear to get in the way of people doing what they want to do.
Exactly.
And to have those options available, to understand that there are, you know, 1.3 million 501c3s that they can donate to, foundations of their credit unions that they can get behind. We want them to be able to do that securely, where they're not worrying about, you know, card numbers being stolen, data breaches, those kinds of things. They're doing this right through their credit union. And 100% of those dollars going to the charity. So they can really show the give back. So that's our piece. Story obviously that we continue to tell as part of credit unions and what differentiates us as not-for-profit financial cooperatives is we do these things on a large scale. So of course, from a league perspective, we're going to be talking to legislators about, you know, the giving that we're doing, how we've been able to scale this up, how we've been able to collaborate and really do a lot of good in communities across, not just Minnesota, but across the country.
Yeah, and to have credit unions be that foundation for that giving as well. And then kind of NetGiver is kind of like the conduit, right, Miriam?
So absolutely. It's all focused on the credit union and the story they want to tell, but we facilitate it. It's essentially like the Venmo for giving, right? Credit union exclusive, so that they can tell the story, whether from it's the credit union perspective, the league perspective, or the credit union difference as a country. Mm-hmm. Why are you not-for-profits? Why are credit unions still not-for-profit organizations? And what is that CU difference, right? Yes. Right. The products and services you offer as credit unions are the same as banks, and you can support your members, but it's those that investment in your members and that knowing too much information about your members sometimes that makes that CU difference. And so NetGiver is that conduit. You're right.
Yeah, it seems like it's the icing on the cake of all the really cool things that credit unions do, right? And this just makes it so much easier to do that and really put and really move credit unions to the forefront, right, Chris? Because, I mean, again, that's the message you want to get out there for members or even just consumers in general, right? That, right.
And it's the, you know, it's the, you know, it's the changes in consumer expectations. Right. And so part of this is, you know, you look at, you know, if credit unions know what their members are interested in giving to and what their causes are and those kinds of things, you know, they've got more ways to engage the membership. Right. And that's a big thing. That's what, you know, it's what their members of today want. It's what the members of tomorrow are surely going to want, right? They're going to want that additional engagement piece. You know, we know that that's where they're going to start. For, you know, even with comfort levels of technology increasing, there's still a ton of research to indicate that, you know, I want to know that my money is safe, right?
Yeah, right.
And what I'm doing it with. And so I think these are, you know, credit unions themselves aren't in the business of, the starting up, you know, looking at, you know, fintech and starting these things up. And so it's very important for them to, you know, find the partners in the space that, you know, understand how to do this, understand how to scale this, really create opportunities that aren't a losing proposition, that can get to, you know, that can get to profitability. At the same token, understand the goal here is not massive profits. It's being able to scale the product and service for the betterment of the industry.
Yeah, yeah. And Miriam, and we'll get into the technology aspect of it in another interview, but I just want to let you know, I mean, for a lot of people, giving, what stops people from giving are the hurdles that keep them from it. And so, and based on the video that I saw, it's all on this, and it's super, I mean, and I'm included in that area because there's a lot of things that I want to give to. It's like, oh, I got to do this. It's like, bing, bing, bing with your thumb, and then boom, you're done. So it's wonderful.
Well, the credit union story is the important part. The credit union is supporting a really easy user experience, right? The members can make a donation in under a minute. And then track all of that information. So come tax time, it's right there for them. And that's, of course, then all branded to the credit union, supported by the credit union. And then that data is shared with, as an aggregate set of data, with the credit union supporting the members in their giving and helping them to tell that story and continue growing. But yeah, it's meant to be the easy, simple giving, but safe, secure, and sound platform for credit union members.
Donating to that shelter to get that puppy's never been easier. So really good stuff. All right, guys, I'm gonna let you get back to work. Anything else to add here? Any other final words of wisdom? Chris, Miriam, anyone?
Chris, you want to go? I'm really excited. I'll go first. I'm really excited. We're loving working with credit unions. We are a CUSO, loving being in this space, and great partners like Minnesota Credit Union Network are really making this possible. So appreciate having some time with you today, Mike.
Oh my God! Well, it's a super refreshing story in a time where I think it's much, much needed, because, like, you know, Chris said before, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty going on right now in many, many areas of our country. So this is a kind of a refreshing story that kind of, you know, puts a little perk in your step. So yeah, so I like things like this every now and then. So Chris, anything final words here from the advocacy?
You know, it's just like I said, it's great to see you, Miriam. It's great to see you, Mike. We appreciate you taking the time, and looking forward, at least on this end, to getting out and seeing folks face to face, and hoping things go that way. But really, I mean, it's part of. And Maddie's going to come say hi.
Welcome. That's okay.
Hey, Maddie.
Maddie, say hi.
Hey, Maddie. I love it.
You know, so I will say with that, because she ended up, bouncing in here, but that's one of the things, the last piece on the advocacy is, I looked at this because I wanted to, I do a lot of charitable giving, right? My daughter here just met has some special needs, and so there's causes near and dear to me. Well, from my perspective, I want to do those things, and I want all the dollars to go, right? So this is very easy for me as a credit union member to say, I'm going to go out there. Folks can go out there. They can pick their charities. They can pick their causes. We've heard from the credit unions themselves, like, this is great data. We didn't even know that these
were no doubt
local charities, local people to sponsor, things that people were interested. So, I can go out, I can go out there. I can pick what those are. I can use, it was one of these things where I talked to Miriam early on about this. It's got to be easy, right? If it's a barrier and it's something hard, people aren't going to do it.
Right.
But this really is something that anybody can do. I mean, if they have a phone, it's extremely simple. It walks you through. You set it. You pick it up. And in my life particularly, now I've got my list of 10 things I support for various reasons, right? I can go to those. I can do what I want to do.
So easy.
I've got record of them on my phone. Selfishly, it saves me a lot of time. I spend the same amount of money, and more money goes to good. So, at the end of the day, that's the opportunity we want to provide folks. So.
And it's all stemmed from the credit union. So even better, that's the foundation right here. All right, guys, great stuff. And talk about the icing on the cake, Chris. Your daughter visiting us was the icing on the cake interview. So thank you for that.
Yeah, she's known from doing the random flyby. She is not a...
That's what we like here. We like the random stuff, especially when it's like that. So, all right, guys, I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time as always. And Miriam, I will be on another call as well with, I assume, Dan from Spire. So look forward to that one. And get the credit union perspective. And so, yeah, this is really fun stuff. Congrats, too. Go ahead.
Say that if anyone wants information in the meantime, of course, netgiverapp.com, so netgiverapp.com. We've got webinars and plenty of information, and we'll be putting a link to see you broadcast.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, we'll put all the links in the show notes, even the video too, so people can check that out too. So great stuff all around. All right, folks. Well, appreciate the time as always, and be safe, be well, okay?
You as well.
Sounds good. You guys too. Thank you
very much.